August 27, long-suffering with joyfulness, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, Colossians 1:11. Strengthened with all might. This is not might to speak hasty words, which hurt and bruise others and which injure us more than anyone else, making us ashamed when we think afterward of what we have said. Long-suffering with joyfulness, wherever you are, you may be tantalized and reproach may come upon you. If I were to undertake to hunt up a thousandth part of what has been said against me, I should have no time to do anything else. I have said God knows all about this, and I will let him take care of it. I am not at all troubled by what other people say concerning me. If I lose my self-control and flash out in anger, I would in so doing give people some reason to say that the representation of my accusers is correct. Never should we lose control over ourselves. Let us ever keep before us the perfect pattern. It is a sin to speak impatiently and fretfully or to feel angry, even though we do not speak. We are to walk worthy, giving a right representation of Christ. The speaking of an angry word is like flint striking flint. It at once kindles wrathful feelings. Never be like a chestnut burr. When others are impatient, fretful, and complaining because self is not subdued, begin to sing some of the songs of Zion. While Christ was working at the carpenter's bench, others would sometimes surround him, trying to cause him to be impatient. But he would begin singing some of the beautiful psalms, and before they realized what they were doing, they had joined with him in singing, influenced, as it were, by the power of the Holy Spirit which was there. God desires us to be patient in tribulation and affliction, content to rest in his great arms of infinite love, believing that he is working for us all the time. It is our privilege to be joyful in the Lord. Let us praise him more. By our joyfulness, we reveal that our life is hid with Christ in God, that in him we find the most blessed companionship, and that through his grace we have a living connection with heaven.